There's nothing behind tab six, or yeah, tab six. We haven't met. I've been a little busy lately, as we all have, preparing for this week's meeting. But there were several items that I was going to propose that the Interspecies Committee go forward and discuss, but probably not until right before the September Council meeting. I think the Interspecies Committee should, prior to the next council meeting, review the agenda and goals that are being put forward or will be put forward for the Catch Chairs or LAPP workshop that we're going to host in October, so that the chairs of all the committees and the can meet and review the agenda, the goals, the outcomes that are we're looking for. And then that'll be part of a report that's presented back to the council at a September meeting, which is prior to the workshop. So if there's any last-minute corrections that need to be made, the committee can bring those forward to the council, and the council will have an opportunity to look at what it's getting itself into in October. Another issue that I think the Interspecies Committee should continue to look at that meeting would be the issue of plan integration or consolidation, something that both the public and council members have raised several times over the past year, the issue of combining, for instance, combining groundfish, monkfish, and skates, possibly skates, into one plan. We didn't get very far at our first meeting other than to talk about the pros and the cons from a qualitative sense, but thinking here would be that we continue that discussion and talk about a quantitative analysis of moving forward in that direction. And then the third item would be the consideration of drafting of a policy on catch share management in all of our fisheries. So what would that look like? How would we deal with issues of monitoring and catch shares, permit restrictions that currently exist under input control fisheries? What types of controls do we want to have on quota trading, things of that nature? So that's my plan for the next Interspecies Committee meeting. And I apologize that I don't have a document to present you with or specific motions to make. As I said, I've been a little busy dealing with prepping for this meeting. And while it's not a priority, it wasn't a priority that the council picked last November, so I made an executive decision and put it on the back burner since the last meeting. Dave Preble.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have two more motions directed at exactly what you just mentioned. They fit in with the motion on the ecosystem-based management plan. And I would move that the council direct the Interspecies Committee to draft a proposal for a unified policy on catch share management in all fisheries managed by the NEFMC. I'm not even going to discuss that because it's so obvious that that's where we need to go. And the second motion will be similar, but to combine and consolidate to the extent possible the FMPs. But they're separate motions.
I have a second. Rodney? Further discussion? David?
Well, I don't know whether the Interspecies Committee is the correct committee to address this particular task. Regardless, we do have a discussion a little later on this afternoon, maybe in about 20 minutes or so, discussion about a task force that is being assembled by Jane Lipchenko regarding catch shares, and she's seeking the input from this council, all the other councils, I'm assuming many other groups regarding what should be looked at relative to a national policy on catch here. So, you know, with that initiative underway, this just seems a bit premature.
Mary Beth.
Just a question. The workshop in October is going to be designed to provide us with something?
Yeah, it's not a policy-making workshop. It's a workshop to educate the council members and also council staff about everything from design through implementation of whether it's ITQs or sectors or what have you. I have a sense that there's varying levels of understanding about these programs based on an individual council member's desire to learn more about them. Some people have been on trips to see how they're acting in other countries or other parts of the country. Others probably don't have the time to dedicate trips to take trips to learn about these. I also have a sense that probably best that we all have at least one experience together so that we can have a foundation or a baseline from which to move forward. It's very obvious that most of our plans are going to seek, people are going to come to us and ask us to consider catch shares. From the industry and from other avenues, people are pushing the concept of a catch share as we amend our plan. So I think instead of doing an ad hoc plan by plan, my preference and my recommendation to the executive committee and to Paul Howard was to set up a workshop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The workshop sounds like it'll be quite useful. And I wonder if this would be better put off until after the workshop, when people might have a better idea of what policies the council could develop that you know, on catch shares and utilization of them.
Okay. Pat Kirkle?
Yeah, I wanted to go back to Dave's comments about the catch share task force that we're going to talk about later this afternoon. I think there's some slight misunderstanding on it. It's not really intended to provide national guidance on catch shares, but more as a way of identifying obstacles to implementing catch shares and to seeking any questions that the council has with respect to, or to answering rather any questions the council might have with respect to concerns about implementing catch shares. And, you know, we'll talk about it in a lot more detail later, but I don't think this motion is actually inconsistent with the task force. And although my initial reaction was maybe we should wait for the workshop too, but I think this discussion at the Interspecies Committee could actually inform the workshop and clarify some of the questions that people have that we might want to talk about at that workshop. So I think it's appropriate.
Sally?
Yeah, I agree. I think this is well-timed. I think we're all growing weary of working on an ad hoc basis, and if we can be moving in the direction of preparing for a workshop where we're all kind of learning the same basics in the fall, but kind of going into it prepared for it with some work that the Interspecies Committee might do in advance, then we'll be in better shape come fall and get out of this ad hoc approach that we've been doing that's been really frustrating, I think, for a lot of people, and be a lot more transparent and clear about the whole range of decisions that need to be made.
I had Dave Gaith.
My question is actually to Paul through you, Mr. Chair. I'm not opposed to the motion, but if we pass this motion, will staff have the ability or the time to produce some kind of a straw man, white paper, working paper, something for us to actually get our teeth into so that we can have a meaningful discussion, or will it just be us all sitting around hashing it over again?
Is this for the workshop?
No, for the Interspecies Committee meeting. If we want to draft a proposal for a unified policy on catch shares, we need, in my opinion, to have a meaningful meeting, some kind of a straw man that drafts that unified policy that gives us something to work on to see if we can make it work.
Right now, you know, that's one hat that Chris is wearing among, you know, five others. So we'll do the best we can. But my goal today is, during the catch share discussion, is to identify that we need, you know, tons of money, tons of people. If we are going to move forward with, you know, making sure that we can trade off with all our plans and moving to output controls everything where there's a relation with every fishery. You know, we need some money and some time and some people to do it right. We don't have the resources to do it right now.
Well, that's a little bit my concern here. I mean, it's going to be like on the seventh day the council rested here if we could actually pull this off. So I'll vote for the motion, but I don't want people to get great expectations or false hopes that, you know, somehow in one meeting we're going to pull off something we haven't been able to do in 30 years.
That's a fair point, Dave. With respect to this motion, my interpretation of it would be that at some point in the future, and it probably would be after a workshop and a full discussion at the council, the Interspecies Committee would go to work on drafting a policy. This isn't going to happen by the September council meeting or probably the November council meeting, to be honest with you. Dr. Pierce.
Yeah, in light of what Pat Krickel said relative to the objective of this discussion later on this afternoon, I can see merits in this particular action, especially since it certainly, if it passes, it certainly would spur, more funds available to carry this out. However, I think the motion's a bit incomplete, and I would move to amend to add at the end of the sentence. So it would read, management in all fisheries managed by the New England Fishery Management Council and all fisheries managed in cooperation with the Mid-Atlantic Council. Dogfish and the like. I mean, we can't, we do have cooperative management with the other councils. So if we are going to develop catch share strategies, there's bound to be some overlap with the Mid-Atlantic Council, and that overlap needs to be identified so we don't accidentally leave an important fishery out of the mix. It gets to bycatch issues and the like. I suppose I could refine this a little bit better with further thought, but you know, I can see, well, for example, is Rodney here? whenever I mention summer flounder and yellowtail, Rodney comes after me. But I mean, there is that potential as well, the take of yellowtail in a fluke fishery, catch share management. So again, there's overlap here with the Mid-Atlantic Council and the fisheries. They also manage independent of us. Nevertheless, I think we at least need to acknowledge that there are some species we manage in conjunction with the Mid-Atlantic Council, and it's relative to catch share management considerations.
Is there a second? Seconder accepted as a friendly perfection. Okay, yeah, Dave, I think that's consistent with both the composition of the interspecies. If you remember that Atlantic States and the Mid-Atlantic are on it, as well as the workshop that we're putting together, we're going to be inviting the Mid-Atlantic Council chair and executive director as well. So the recognition's there, and I thank you for highlighting that. Anything further on the motion is perfected. Doug Grout.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your interpretation of the timing of this leads me to support this motion, because I think this would be an excellent direction to go, but I think it needs to start after the workshop, once we have information from that workshop.
Dave Preble.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had thought of putting a time on this when I first crafted the motion and decided for all of these reasons not to. So that I agree with exactly what Doug said. It wasn't intended to be something that was time sensitive. And what it's intended to is to get us out of the idea of that we have to be reactive and, as Sally pointed out, ad hoc in our approach to all of these things. I think that the Interspecies Committee is the correct place for it, because we have the chairman of each species committee is the one who's best able to help us figure out how to put all these together. So I like what Dr. Pierce added to it, and that's it.
Anything further? Ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed? 15. Opposed? Abstentions? 2 abstentions. Motion carries 15-02. Dave Preble.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One more motion that fits in with this, and I thought about making them both part of the same motion, but decided not to. I would move that the Council direct the Interspecies Committee to draft a proposal to combine and consolidate to the extent possible all current FMPs. Again, I did not put a time sensitivity on it.
Is there a second? Seconded by Doug Grout. Discussion. Dr. Pierce.
Seems pretty aggressive. is it pie in the sky? It sounds nice, but I mean, the other initiative is going to take a lot of staff time. I would think this would be impossible for the staff to undertake. I hear where you're coming from. It's put them all in one box, shake the box, and so I can't support it only because it's just too aggressive and unrealistic for now.
I just want to be clear, Dr. Pierce, you're not in any way making a disparaging comment towards Chris Kellogg, are you? Suggesting that he couldn't get this done and the other motion? Okay. You're in the clear, Chris. Still in favor, Dr. Pierce. Terry Stockwell?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Much like the last motion, this is to draft a proposal, is to move ahead and start thinking. It supports the and underscores the principles that you just laid out for the purpose of the Interspecies Committee. And without a timeline on it, I support this motion.
Who else in the council? Sally.
Yeah, I support the motion. The challenges that we don't even know are coming along, and then they sneak up on us, like with monkfish issues with the groundfish plan and yellowtail issues in the scallop plan. We're sitting there in the scallop committee staring at each other, not able to do what we know needs to be done to deal with yellowtail because we're in these artificial boxes. And it happens over and over and over again. That's just one example. This motion is general, but I think we all know what the problems and the overlaps are that keep coming up that need to be able to be addressed more directly so that not only we can make more rational decisions about management, but so that people can run their businesses in a way that makes sense. So I strongly support this and look forward to trying to figure out how to do things in a much more sensible way so we're not just stuck staring in a room at each other not being able to do what we know we need to do.
Rodney?
Yeah, I just have a question. When it says all current FMPs, is that all the ones under our management? Because there are some that some fishermen fish up here, but there are the Mid-Atlantic. And this says consolidate all of them. Just maybe a clarification in it.
Good question, Rodney.
I don't think we can ask the Mid-Atlantic to consolidate with us. I mean, I'd love to have the fluke back. just so I wouldn't have to chase Dr. Pierce around any longer.
Maybe we'll trade him Red Crab for a fluke. Mary Beth?
Just a question on how you might envision approaching this. It would seem that the first step would be to just say, okay, what are the pros and cons of going in either direction? And then maybe come back to the council and have that discussion. I mean, it would seem like you wouldn't want to spend a huge amount of time drafting a very complicated proposal until you started there. Is that your intention?
Yeah, I raised it in my opening remarks with groundfish and monkfish and skates. But that's how I would approach it. I wouldn't go too deep, too far, wouldn't spend too much time. I think there'd have to be a pretty strong case to make the transition, a pretty strong case made, and it needs to be thought out. As I've looked at it, there's a lot of steps. It's not as simple as just merging three documents or two. There's a lot of other issues that need to be teased out. So you're correct. Start at a base level as long as people are comfortable, keep digging deeper and deeper until all the partners and all the sides are comfortable and see the benefit or the value in going in that direction. Paul Howard.
One thing the council might want to consider, Mr. Chairman, is Steve Cadron and his SSC workshop about the ecosystem. I think there's a tremendous tie-in between combining plans and looking at ecosystem planning. So, you know, what if down the road, you know, after time and SSC looking at things and an ecosystem committee looking at things, they say we should have three plans, a Gulf of Maine plan, a Georges Bank plan, and a Southern New England plan. And then we may have been doing, you know, work together on ecosystem and this. So I don't know which comes first, but everything seems to be related when you talk ecosystem planning. So it's kind of complex.
Dr. Pierce.
Well, listening to everything that's been said, and I think I've been convinced. Thinking back now on the motion that we passed, proposal for a unified policy and catch share management that's going to cut across species and plans, therefore, to make it easier for the development of a plan that would have that cross-cutting catch share issue aspect to it, this would seem to be sensible, a wise way to go. And besides, the more I think about it, Chris Kellogg can handle it. So.
Anything further? Dave Preble.
Thank you. I'll be very brief. Yeah, all of these comments are germane. That's why I put, with Rodney's comment there, that's why I put to the extent possible, because some of it won't be possible. And the intent isn't here to just blow everything up and start from scratch. It's to start working on putting these things together. And the three motions that I put forward are part of a unit. And ecosystem, they're based on the ecosystem concept. And it's just the idea here is to give the the correct committee the correct task to begin to make it happen. That's all. Thank you.
Anyone else on the council? Frank.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to vote against the motion, and not because I think it's the wrong thing to do. I understand we have workloads, but every November we set our priorities, and we're not getting our work done now. And perhaps it's because we have all separate plans and they're not all together, but I think this discussion is better place later on in the year when we're doing priorities and looking for future things to do. So for that reason, I'm voting against it.
Anyone else on the council? Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sean Guillen. I thought that when you started and talked about you know, the non-regulated species and skate and monkfish and within groundfish plan made a lot of sense and is probably something achievable in the short run. You know, in the North Pacific, where they have sort of unified groundfish plan, a sort of general plan that has many different moving parts, and one that's also geographically separated, it makes a lot of sense. But even there, they don't mix in, you know, crab or scallop or things like that, where even though the fisheries have impacts, they're dealt with in a manner the way the council's been dealing with these issues here. Speaking on behalf of the scallopers, I'm not sure we want to be part of a groundfish plan, but, I mean, who knows where it's going to wind up. But I think if you're really trying to make progress in there, I think there's a more achievable way of doing it, sort of the natural species, you know, combinations where you're catching things with similar types of gear kind of makes sense as a way to go. You know, certainly we need to see better integration in, you know, the midwater trawl fisheries with mackerel and herring, but then you have the two council problems. I mean, it's certainly a way to go, but I'm not sure all, you know, one mega plan is the way to do it. I mean, there may be more natural breaks in that. And if I could just have a question on the previous motion, just so I understand, is the policy on catch shares a policy whether we should do it for all FMPs, or if we do it for an FMP, should we do it in a common way? Yes, I am. The second. So it's how it's done if we decide to do it for a particular fishery. Okay, thank you.
Anything further on the motion? Ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. Twelve opposed. Four. Abstentions. One abstention. Motion carries 12-4 with one abstention. I don't have anything further. Anyone else have anything further under interspecies? No. Okay. We'll take a quick break. At the beginning of today, I mentioned there would be an additional agenda item, which would be 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 additional.